But welcome in now, our NBA college basketball and high school basketball expert, DC Hendricks, joins us now here on the Homestretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. DC, my man, it's been a minute. Hope you had a great holiday. We got to spend some time off. It's always good.
Absolutely, man. It was a great time off. But you know, as good as anybody, it's back to the grind. It's basketball season officially now. A lot of people don't even watch till now, so it's basketball season. I'm good to go.
All right, brother. First and foremost, I wanted to get your thoughts on Grayson Allen, the tripping incident. Only one game suspension now. Do you think Duke handled this well? Do you think the ACC should have had some kind of play, or even the NCAA? Do you think somebody else outside of Duke should have stepped in and said, hey, you're going to suspend this kid for this amount of time? Or do you think it was handled exactly how it should have been?
I mean, I actually take a different approach to it. I've seen a lot of people, you know, on social media, you know, national ESPN outlets even, you know, comment on this. I just feel like he's a kid. You know, everyone makes mistakes. You know, it's not like he's Draymond Green kicking people in the private area. I mean, this is a little bit smaller than that, not as serious. I think this was more of a team matter. You know, his meltdown on the sideline, I actually have a little bit more problem with that than I do with the tripping, if that makes any sense. His meltdown on the sideline was just a little bit over the top. And I think, you know, Coach K, you know, should be punishing him. He missed the game. That's, you know, that may have been a little short. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure in practice he was running. He would have been running all that time, every single day from beginning to end. I just think it was more of a team, you know, punishment. I don't think it was as serious as people portrayed it to be.
Here's my thing, DC. One time, I agree with you. Two times, I start to shake my head. The third time, I think something has to be done, because you do look at it, though. And granted, he's not kicking people, but I think he's just lucky that none of those trips led to an injury, because then you have a bigger situation. And we can talk what-ifs and whatnots, but it is what it is. It's over and done with. And I think, as you mentioned, now everybody needs to move over. If it happens again, I think we have a huge issue. And I don't expect it to happen a fourth time. All right, let's move on to just nationally college basketball. Has there been a team that you've been really excited about? You look at Butler last night knocking off the number one team in the country in Villanova. IU loses again. Notre Dame, huge win at home against Louisville. Really their first big win of the season. Indiana basketball, Purdue's playing well this year as well. Indiana basketball seems to be in a really good place.
Absolutely, man. And then, like you just mentioned, last night just added to it. You know, Butler has probably been the most impressive team to me throughout this season. The victory last night over the number one team in the country, that speaks high volumes, not only for the university, Coach Holton, but the state of Indiana, you know, overall. You know, that basically puts us, you know, when they think of Indiana, they always think of the Hoosiers. You know, that's just who the first team is thought of. And Butler put their stamp, you know, on the college basketball world last night. I mean, that is a phenomenal victory. And honestly, no part of that game did it look like Villanova had a chance to win. That's what kind of win that was. Butler controlled that game from beginning to end. So I have to commend what Butler has done so far this year. Had a big win at the Crossroads Classic. Butler has been the most surprising team, you know, positively. And I do have to say, though, you know, the Hoosiers loss, I've seen a lot of people on social media, and I know I haven't clowned them on your show, but I mean, you know, I still stand by Notre Dame being the best team, though, I think, when it's all said and done. But I've been seeing people say Indiana's done, and I've even seen one article saying they're an NIT team.
Wow.
I mean that's way over the top here. I mean, they still have victories over North Carolina, still have victory over Kansas. I mean, this is still a tournament team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not go too far here. I mean, honestly, what were you expecting this team to go undefeated? You know, like, that's not going to happen. What are the odds of that happening? So I think we just need to slow down, because I still think Indiana is still one of the top-tier teams.
Mm-hmm.
They just really got a lot of things to figure out. You know, Coach Cream, I will say this, he's not one of the best in-game managers, you know, if that makes any sense, in terms of a coach. He doesn't make good adjustments. He's a great recruiter. He's a great motivator, you know, off the court and things like that. But on the court, I really question some of his decisions sometimes. And, you know, just in terms of IU, I still think they miss Yogi. I said that when the very first time you had me on, I said they were going to miss Yogi Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to miss that star to take over the game, that leadership role. They don't have it, and it shows, especially lately.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head. No leadership, questionable decisions and who's playing at what points in bowl games. I think it's more surprising than losing at home as well. I mean, that's something IU hasn't done for quite a while. All right, let's move on. NBA. Is there any, since the last time you and I have talked, there's not been a lot of change in where the NBA is at, where teams are at. Have you seen any team that maybe has shown you potential moving, potentially moving up the ranks? Or is this just going to be buying our time till we get to the finals of Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors?
I mean, this isn't a very fun answer, but I'm sure it's still going to be Golden State Cleveland. But I will say though, and some of your listeners will love this, the victory last night over Cleveland in Cleveland, you know, or Chicago, that was a huge victory. You know, I look at that. Mm-hmm. You know, Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler, if they keep him, for some reason I've been seeing rumors. I don't know if they're true, but apparently the Bulls have been shopping Butler. I hope not, because that would make absolutely no sense.
They can shop Rondo.
Shop Rondo, please. Get that mess out of there. But I think the Bulls, all seriousness, I think the Bulls are probably one of the most up-and-coming teams in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. If anybody's going to give Cleveland a test in the Eastern Conference, it's going to be Chicago, Dwayne Wade, and Jimmy Butler if they keep that tandem. I've been really impressed with Chicago. They're probably one of the most impressive teams that I've looked at so far this NBA season.
When you look at, we had this question posed to us yesterday on our show. We have a guy, Maxwell, he always sends us questions. And the question that he posed, and I'll pitch it to you because you're our NBA expert, DC Hendricks, again here on the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. He made the comment, is there a player that will retire before LeBron James that will have the same impact as a Kobe Bryant or a player of that level in that time span? Or are we just, again, buying our time until a guy with the impact level of a LeBron James leaves the game?
Oh, absolutely not. LeBron James is a one-in-a-kind, once-in-a-phenomenon type of player. I mean, this may stir up some controversy, but I even put him above Kobe already, and he's not even done yet. What LeBron does on the court, I mean, I want to say it hasn't been done, but it has.
Mm-hmm.
But the potential that LeBron has, he's still only 32. And what's scary is he's still in his prime, you know, if that makes sense. He still hasn't shown any signs of slowing down. When it's all said and done, he's going to be one of the all-time greats, top five players, if he's not already there, of all time. So absolutely not. I don't think there's going to be a player even close to that caliber of LeBron James. And I think even after he retires, it's going to be a long time. I love Stephen Curry. I love Kevin Durant. But let's face it, they are nowhere near LeBron James. I'm sorry. I love Stephen Curry. He's very exciting to watch. You know, things like that. But in terms of what LeBron done with his legacy, what he's done for his city, it's unmatched. You know, it's impossible. It's going to be a long time until we see anybody with the legacy of LeBron James.
You heard it straight from his mouth. DC Hendricks, the host of The Crossover with DC. Check the podcast out, ESPNFortWayne.com. He's our basketball expert. Always a pleasure, DC. Definitely take care, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, man. Same to you. Looking forward to it.